Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Halloween morning, 2023, 11 minutes past the hour, October 31st, 2023, 29 degrees, very chilly, sunny skies here in the Marion area. Let's do a little bit of business here, and then we'll get back to our Halloween fun. Lee Street Presbyterian Church's annual bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch is served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. A large selection of baked goods, homemade candies, popcorn balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, and miscellaneous items will be for sale. Lunch menu, shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, other soups to be determined, desserts, and beverages. Come and enjoy. Thank you for your support. That's the Lee Street Presbyterian Church Annual Bazaar, 455 Lee Street, Saturday, November 11th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We also have dinner with the presidents coming up this coming Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All occasions catering and banquet facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road. Not sure if there are any tickets left available for this, but if you'd like to give it a shot, call the Historical Society, 740-387-4255, and I will be in attendance that night. Did not get to go last year, went 2 years ago, company was a little dull 2 years ago, but we're in much better company this year. You know, we're just having fun. We're just having fun. As I said earlier, some people are just not great in social settings. And honestly, I don't think the person I went with 2 years ago knew anything about the presidents. So it was kind of like, it was a night. Let's put it that way. Okay, let's see here. What else do we have on the agenda? Well, I might have a succulent late breaking news, CNN breaking news here. Somebody, I don't know what kind of succulent to get. Apparently there are easy hens, hens and chicks, jade, all kinds of these things. I don't know. But whatever. You know, whatever works. It's free. Good pal here going to give me a succulent. And we'll see how that all works out in the end. All right. What else do we have going on here? Election night next. A week from tonight, election night. Our coverage is going to be fantastic starting at 7:15 p.m., Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Glenn Coble, Carrington Nelson, all in studio with me. And then we're going to have Matt Morgan at the Board of Elections, Pastor Craig at Republican Headquarters, Linda Sims at Democratic Headquarters. And we're not going to call, we're not going to go off the air until all the races are called. And we also have other guests coming that night that I'll announce as the days and weeks go on. And Bill Collins will call in that night, win or lose. So this is the place where you're going to hear from people. Also, hey, but if you want to hear from a vampire, pick up the Marion Star. Other than that, we've got big news coming here to the station, which I think I will probably announce on Friday. Big, big stuff. And things are terrific. So what more can you say? Back to the Halloween here. By the way, if you're just tuning in, in hour number one, pumpkins are a fruit. We used to carve turnips on Halloween. The most popular candy on Halloween is Reese Cups, and the least popular candy is candy peanuts. Also, years ago, until the 1950s, they used to pass out pieces of cake for Halloween. So how about that? Okay, let's go on to our next category here. I love this category. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 answers on the board. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. Does anybody know the top 7? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Kit Kats.
Kit Kats are number 5 on the list. You got it. Kit Kats come in at number 5 on the list. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. A popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. Go ahead, caller.
Snickers.
Snickers is number 1 on the list. You got it. Snickers shows up at number 1 on the list. Snickers. All right, let's see if anybody else has got a guess here. I think we do. Go ahead, caller.
Well, say the Reese's.
Reese's are number 2 on this list, right behind Snickers. Reese Cups come in at number 2 on this list, right behind Snickers. All right, what else do we have coming down the pike here? Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
I was at a friend's house yesterday, and they had a whole bag full of Tootsie Rolls.
All right.
Oh, Tootsie Rolls. Okay, let me see if that is on our list here. No Tootsie Rolls.
They had about 300 Tootsie Rolls, so second guess would be like hard candy. Is that specific enough?
No. Whose house were you at that had hard candy and Tootsie Rolls out for Halloween?
Obviously not someone who was polled for this list, right?
I don't. So, how old was this person?
Well, various ages, you know, adults.
Oh, so it was, like, was
really
it a party?
Old, really young. Oh, here's another answer to this. I remember. When
are
I
you avoiding my questions? What was that?
No, it's just a friend's house.
Okay.
Now here's another answer, Scott. This isn't candy, but when I was a kid, some people would give you like 2 or 3 pennies, and when I was a kid, 2 or 3 pennies is worth about $1 now.
No pennies on the. Well, this says candy.
Okay, well, I guess that really... you could buy candy with the pennies, right?
Well, tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow you might
the
be
meme,
able to.
The meme that I shared, I think it was last Halloween, where somebody put like a gumball or a candy machine at their front door and said it's been a rough year, so you put a quarter in the machine and you get candy.
Well, you know, you know what I like is when people do the honor system on Halloween. Well, also, what happened when people used to give apples? Do you remember when people used to give caramel apples?
Yeah, just they get kind of sticky in your Halloween bag.
Well,
right?
No, you wrap them. You wrap them. You got to wrap them in wax paper and tie them off.
You know, I think Abraham Lincoln was president last time I went trick-or-treating, so I don't think I remember, but I used to do it.
I can believe that. Did you go by Abe's house?
No, we weren't. We weren't living well either in Kentucky or Illinois. We'd be living probably in Rochester. Mm. That's how far back it goes.
I heard he gave out very good gifts.
Lincoln might have. He was a generous man.
Stovetop hats.
Yeah, he might have given out a stovetop hat or something fun. Okay, well, I tried. Tootsie Roll to me is a good answer, but obviously. As sometimes happens, those answers aren't on your list. But
you
I'll think
got
of something
it.
Else.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, number 1. Peanut Butter Cups, number 2. Kit Kat, number 5, I believe, on the list here today is where we're at. Go ahead, caller.
M&M's.
M&M's are number 3 on the list. You got it. M&M's are number 3 on the list. Okay, well, we're knocking some out here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say Butterfinger.
Oh, you know, that is my favorite candy, and it's not on this list, and that's depressing. And what if I don't get a Butterfinger today? Won't that be depressing? I'll get a succulent, but no Butterfinger.
That's one of my favorites. I think that is my favorite.
You know, isn't it interesting that the person who originally was going to give me the succulent fell through, but now some good, kind-hearted person has decided to take pity on me and give me a succulent?
Oh, I didn't look that up. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, isn't that nice? Do you think, because heaven forbid I want to be rude to anybody, but do you think me saying that somebody did not give me the succulent, do you think that's rude?
Well, no.
Now, what do you think about me saying that I did not have a great time with the person I went to the dinner with the presidents 2 years ago with? Do you think that's rude?
It's not very nice.
Well, you know what? I don't think she knew what was going on. I mean, some people just aren't good in certain groups.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing to say to you.
Well, I just don't think it was very nice.
Well, you know, not all things are nice, I guess, especially on Halloween. Huh?
Well, maybe she just wasn't her thing, or she just didn't feel good that night or something.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I don't think it was her thing. You know, I think, you know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't really know what her thing is, but something, I'm sure.
Well, she probably maybe expected something different than what it was.
I just don't think she knew the presidents, and I think that event is very hard if you have no idea who the presidents are. You know? I don't think that's a mean thing to say. I don't think a lot of people know who the presidents are. I didn't say anybody's name.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't out the person.
Well, she might be listening.
I doubt it. You know, I highly doubt that this person is listening. For reasons like this, I highly doubt they're listening.
But if somebody is and they know her and tell her, see, that's...
Well, you shouldn't tell people things like that because it's you know, you don't want to hurt people's feelings. I'm just saying it because I'm doing a talk show. You know, you want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. Now, a lot of times I'll get on the air and I will say something and people will take it in a bad way. And here's the difference. You know, like let's say you work in a factory. You go in the morning, and you do a little gossiping in the morning, and you say, oh, you know, this person's a jerk, this person isn't that great, this person wasn't good at a party. Everybody does that. The only difference is this is what I do in the morning, first thing in the morning, and other people listen. So I don't think it's really all that much different.
Well, basically, I don't do that. I don't like that kind of stuff, kind of.
Well, I think... Most people...
So everybody's different. At work, when I worked, I didn't gossip. I stayed away from that stuff. I just don't... That's just not my thing.
Well, also, I don't work off a script, so I really don't know what I'm going to say until I say it. And so if something runs through my mind, it just kind of comes out there. You know, but I've never known any radio person who did not say something that wasn't interpreted as mean at some point. Everybody gets that.
Yeah. Like Charlie, he didn't. And I think that's...
Oh, no. Oh, no. See? Charlie, no. Charlie got in the ringer a few times.
But not on the air, did he? Oh, yeah.
I don't want to bring up...
about her hair.
Well, that was one thing. That was one thing that upset a lot of women. And then the $2 bill, or the $20 bill, pulling out an ugly face, that did not go over very well. And there was also the... I don't want to get into these negative things, because I love Charlie, and he was... You know, I just think everybody does it. Even he got in trouble on the air.
Yeah, I thought those were kind of funny. Those ones.
Well, I think I'm being funny when I say the person was a little drippy.
Well, those are like other people, not around this area. You know what I mean?
I didn't say the person had an ugly face.
No, but then he's talking about somebody that's either a movie star or something, you know.
I don't know. You know, I think, like I said, specific people were talked about. I don't think
he meant any harm by it. I don't mean any harm by it. I just think we're doing shows.
Yeah.
That's all. All right. Thanks.
All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Just having a little fun here on Halloween. Okay, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Twix.
No Twix on the list. What's your favorite candy bar?
I like the Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls. Yeah, I think, well, you know, I haven't had a Tootsie Roll for quite a while, but I like the Butterfingers. You have any thoughts on the conversations on the air?
Oh, I also like those caramels with the little white confection of sugar in the middle.
And I'm glad you said caramel. That most people say caramel.
Okay. Now, thoughts about what you were saying about Charlie and stuff?
Well, just, you know, that everybody who comes on the air, because you have 2 hours to fill, is bound to offend somebody mistakenly. You're not trying to offend somebody. You just don't have a script, and sometimes things come flying out of your mouth, and you're not
like
trying
to think of stuff to say.
Huh?
You're just trying to think of stuff to say to keep it going.
Yeah, and you know, I've read that Dinner with the President's promo for 3 weeks now, so this morning I just threw that in there, a little, you know, the person I went with 2 years ago was a little boring. You don't say that to be mean. You're just, you know, having fun. And I think, hopefully people understand a sense of humor.
Yeah, I think the Charlie thing was it about the advertisement for the jewelry store or something or other? I can't remember now.
No, that was...
It was innocent, though, what he said.
Yeah, well, that was Jeff Ruth, actually, who got in trouble for the advertisement. So even Jeff Ruth got into trouble with people. You know, it's just bound to happen when you're on the air and you don't use a script. You're going to say things that inadvertently annoy people. But I never use anybody's name, so I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, just make sure you don't use the name.
As long as you don't use the name, you keep them protected.
Okay, let's see. Back to the candy bar. What about Fifth Avenue?
No Fifth Avenue on the list.
No, okay.
No Fifth Avenue.
No Fifth Avenue on the list today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween candy people give trick-or-treaters. Snickers number 1, Peanut Butter Cups number 2, M&M's number 3, Kit Kat is number 5. Three answers left on the list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say the old Hershey.
The old Hershey bar is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Hershey bar comes in at number 4 on the list here today. We're down to 2. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give trick-or-treaters. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween candy people give trick-or-treaters. We've got Snickers, Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Hershey Bars, Kit Kats. 2 left on the list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if anybody gives Milky Ways out anymore.
No Milky Ways, but a good guess.
No Milky Ways on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Chocolate Bars, Kit Kats. 2 answers left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. On this Halloween morning, 2023. Almost up to freezing. 31 degrees at this particular point. 740-751-4038.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about a Tootsie Pop?
No Tootsie Pops on the list.
No Tootsie Pops on the list here today. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. That's what we're looking for. A popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the Heath. I really like these Heath bars.
No Heath bars on the list.
No Heath bars on the list here today. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters.
Go ahead, caller.
Payday.
No paydays on the list.
No paydays on the list here today. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters.
Go ahead, caller.
Baby Ruth.
No Baby Ruth.
No Baby Ruth on the list today. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. Two left on the list.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The Three Musketeers.
No Three Musketeers.
No Three Musketeers on the list here today. A popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters.
Go ahead, caller.
Kit Kat.
No Kit Kat. Good guess.
No Kit Kat on the list here. Oh, we've got Kit Kat. Kit Kat was already guessed. We've got Snickers, Peanut Butter Cups, M&Ms, Hershey Bars, and Kit Kats. Two answers left on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Gummy Bears or Starburst?
No Gummy Bears or Starburst.
No Gummy Bears or Starburst on the list here today. We've got Snickers, Peanut Butter Cups, M&Ms, Hershey Bars, Kit Kats.
Go ahead, caller.
Two answers, Scott. I would say a Hershey Bar. Didn't you visit Hershey, Pennsylvania? But that's probably not there. It's too obvious.
No, Hershey Bar, we already got guessed. It's number okay. Four. Yes, and I did visit.
My answer, did somebody say lollipop or sucker or something like that? Lollipop?
No lollipop on the list.
Okay. I will see you later.
Okay.
All right. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, Peanut Butter Cups, M&Ms, Hershey Bars, Kit Kats. Two answers left on the list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try the popcorn balls.
No popcorn balls.
No popcorn balls. Now, there's something you don't see very much anymore. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Twizzlers.
No Twizzlers on the list today. No Twizzlers on our list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got our final two answers? 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, Peanut Butter Cups, M&Ms, Hershey Bars, Kit Kats.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Almond Joy. I think there's a candy bar named that.
No Almond Joy on the list.
No Almond Joy on our list here today. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I understand the Wooster Vampire will be passing out suckers.
Is that right?
That's right.
Because that's what she sucks on.
Is that on the list?
You know, no suckers on the list today.
Oh, keep working on it then.
Keep working on it. Thank you.
How about the big rubber, big wax lips?
You know, no big. Can you even get those anymore?
No, I think they're obsolete. Probably not politically correct.
Now, do you get? Because I, you know, heaven forbid, I want to be rude on Halloween. Do you think I? It's just live radio. We're just doing a show here. We're not trying to offend people.
Well, Who are we trying to offend?
Well, I'm not sure. I just said...
Your guest from a couple years ago, or the Worcester Vampire, or just vampires in general? Or?
I'm sure I've offended a lot of people. But, I just made an offhanded remark earlier that, you know, I was plugging the dinner with the presidents, and I said I did not go to it last year, but 2 years ago I went to it, and I don't think the person I was with, that it was a great time, because I don't think they quite... understood what was going on. I don't think that's a knock on somebody.
It depends on the person there, but sometimes you'd better not say anything at all.
You know what? I don't think they care. And the other thing is that, you know, I got 2 hours to fill every morning. Got to fill it somehow.
Yeah. We'll try to get you some lame top 10 list to help fill them.
No, I don't. I think it's entertaining sometimes. You know, you got to spice up these things, and you know, maybe people are too sensitive. If somebody said that about me, I wouldn't care.
Nah, I'm sure they wouldn't.
Yeah. So onward and upward.
Onward. Well, hopefully upward. Yes.
Upward.
All right. Name a popular Halloween candy people give trick-or-treaters. All right, two answers left on the list. All right, let's go back to the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Skittles.
Skittles, yes. Skittles are number 7 on the list, the final answer. One more answer left.
Okay.
Skittles were at the bottom of the list here today. Yes, one answer left. Okay, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Did anybody say Milky Way?
No Milky Way.
No Milky Way on the list. Name a popular Halloween candy people give out to trick or treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. One answer left on the list. You know, the rule I live by is that if I would not get offended by it, I don't think other people should get offended by it. You know, now everybody has different sensibilities, but I just don't think people would care. I really don't. 740-751-4038. One answer left. Who's got it? Name a popular Halloween candy people give trick or treaters. What is the one we're missing here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, Skittles. What's the final answer? 740-751-4038. Halloween 22. If you can't have fun on Halloween, what day can you have fun on? People will be out smashing jack-o'-lanterns tonight and everything else.
Go ahead, caller.
It wouldn't be the Baby Ruth, would it?
No Baby Ruth on the list.
Okay.
No Baby Ruth on the list here today. We're trying to finish this list out, but we're having a hard time getting the final answer here. Name a popular Halloween candy people give out to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. Are the answers that we have? What is the answer that we do not have? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I used to have migraines, and they said it was chocolate, so I stayed away from chocolate for years, and I would eat the zero. They were like white chocolate. Is that it?
Nope, no white chocolate.
Okay.
No white chocolate. On the list here today, name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, Reese Cups, M&Ms, Hershey Bars, Kit Kats, Skittles. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? We're down to the final 20 minutes here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, how about that? One answer left to go, and we are having a terrible time getting the final candy here. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Hershey Kisses?
No Hershey Kisses.
No Hershey Kisses on the list here today. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, Skittles. One answer left to go. Who's got it? 19 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the final answer? Boy, I didn't know we'd be on this category this long. 19 minutes left to go in the broadcast. What smart person is going to come in here and pick off this final answer? Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick or treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms. All right, let's see what we got here.
Go ahead, caller.
Sour Patch.
No Sour Patch.
No Sour Patch. Sour Patch Kids on the list here today. 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, Skittles. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. Nobody has our final guess here today, apparently. It's a toughie.
Go ahead, caller.
This isn't a candy, but they give it bubblegum?
Not bubblegum.
No bubblegum on the list here today. Still one answer left to go. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. One answer left to go. Butterfinger, my favorite type of candy bar. Go ahead, caller.
Jolly Ranchers?
No Jolly Ranchers.
No Jolly Ranchers on the list. Now, apparently, I'm not going to get a Butterfinger today, but I might get a succulent. Trick or treat, here's your succulent. All right, who's got this final answer?
Go ahead, caller.
Werther's.
Not a Werther's.
No Werther's on the list here today. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick or treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the final answer? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Final answer. Like the old millionaire show used to say. Halloween morning, 31 degrees, holding steady this morning at 31 degrees. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, Skittles.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it a candy bar, or is it like one of these other things like the Jolly Ranchers and stuff?
It's not a candy bar.
Not is it a gummy worm?
Not a gummy worm.
Okay.
No gummy worm on the list here today. Well, who knows the answer to this question? 45 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the answer?
Go ahead, caller.
Licorice?
No licorice.
No licorice on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got our final answer? Man.
Go ahead, caller.
Pretzels?
Not pretzels. Good guess.
Not pretzels, but not a bad guess here today. Boy, 15 minutes left here. Name a popular Halloween candy that people give to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles. We're still missing one. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Now, it's not a candy apple or,
I say,
caramel popcorn?
No, candy apples or popcorn.
Okay.
No candy apples or popcorn. 740-751-4038. Again, 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween candy people give to trick or treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey bars, Kit Kats, and Skittles are where we are at right now, but there's still one answer left. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour.
Go ahead, caller.
Peanuts?
Not peanuts.
No peanuts on the list here today, but not a bad guess. Oh, man. We're going to be here forever today, I think.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Even though it's the least liked, what about candy corn?
It is candy corn. How about that? Candy, and it wasn't even bottom of the list. Skittles were below it.
Oh, gee.
Imagine that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. Name the most popular, or name a popular Halloween candy people give out to trick-or-treaters. Snickers, peanut butter cups, M&Ms, Hershey's chocolate bars, Kit Kats, candy corn, and Skittles. 740-751-4038. There you go. Let's see here. Let's try to do one more here. Okay. Well, both of these other categories are kind of hard. Let's give it a try here. This might be a little difficult, but we'll give it our best try. Name a popular Halloween movie. We talked about Halloween movies. Does anybody know popular Halloween movies? Name a popular Halloween movies. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? Halloween movies. How about that? There's an interesting category for you. Well, let's go back here. I think I lost my categories. I think this was it. Uh-oh. Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I don't know, but I'm just going to say Halloween. Is there one out, Halloween number two and stuff?
There is one called Halloween, number two on the list.
I don't know it. Okay.
Halloween is number two on the list. The movie Halloween itself. Let's see here. There are seven on this list as well. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Friday the
13th? Friday the 13th is number four on the list. You got it.
Friday the 13th comes in at number four on the list. Halloween was two. Friday the 13th, number four on the list today.
Go ahead, caller.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
No Nightmare on Elm Street.
No Nightmare on Elm Street on the list here today. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say Friday the 13th, but there was actually, and this was a good movie that I saw, Saturday the 14th.
No, Saturday the
14th. That is a real movie. I remember seeing it. It was really good.
Well, what happened to it?
I think they were waiting for Sunday the 15th.
Oh, is that the at the trequel?
Possibly, yeah.
The trilogy of movies there?
It could be, yeah. I thought that might be there. I mean, someone said Halloween. Maybe the Fog. That was a bad movie. I remember seeing it, and I left in the middle. It was bad. That could be there, though.
Nope, nothing with Fog.
Okay, well, I thought I would contribute my 14 cents worth.
So thank you.
All right, Halloween is number 2. Friday the 13th is number 4. The category, name a popular Halloween movie. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Halloween's number 2. Friday the 13th is number 4.
Go ahead, caller.
Legend of Sleepy Hollow?
No Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
No Legend of Sleepy Hollow on the list here today. Name a popular Halloween movie. This is what we're looking for, a popular Halloween movie.
Go ahead, caller.
This is a possibility, Scott. Not really a scary movie, but a cult favorite, especially from my college days, the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, well, I thought I would try.
No Rocky Horror Picture Show on the list here today. Popular Halloween movies. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Psycho?
No Psycho on the list.
No Psycho on the list here today, although that was a scary movie. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Psycho.
No Psycho on the list.
No Psycho on the list here today. Psycho did not make the list. Name a popular Halloween movie. Halloween itself is number 2. Friday the 13th is number 4. What else do we got here?
Go ahead, caller.
I was thinking of the Chucky movies. I think they're called Child's Play with Chucky, that crazy doll.
No Child's Play on the list.
Okay, you've heard of Chucky, right?
I have heard of Chucky.
I think he listens to your show, too.
Oh, does he? They all should fit right in.
I would think they would fit perfectly with this Motley crew.
Why not?
Chucky, not on the list here. All right, name a popular Halloween movie. This is what we're looking for. About 7 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Halloween itself is number 2. Friday the 13th is number 4. We have some other ones here. Does anybody know what they are?
Go ahead, caller.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, number 1 on the list. You got it.
Hocus Pocus was number 1 on the list. How about that? 57 people said Hocus Pocus. So now we've got Hocus Pocus, we've got Halloween, we've got Friday the 13th. Still 4 answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining 4 movies? 740-751-4038. Hocus Pocus was number 1. 57 people said Hocus Pocus. Halloween was number 2. 16 people said Halloween. Friday the 13th was number 4. 5 people said Friday the 13th. But we still have other movies.
Go ahead, caller.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Nope, good guess.
No Texas Chainsaw Massacre on the list here today. Name a popular Halloween movie. Hocus Pocus, Halloween, Friday the 13th. 4 left to go. 740-751-4038. All righty.
Go ahead, caller.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas is number 5 on the list.
Okay. Nightmare Before Christmas is number 5 on the list here today. 3 left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Me once again, Scott. Suddenly Halloween is one of my favorite days of the year. I don't know all the titles, but something with Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, or any of the Frankenstein series, there's dozens of them.
No Frankenstein on the list.
No Bride of Frankenstein.
Nope.
Nothing about my former girlfriend, then.
Sadly, no.
Okay, see you later.
No Frankenstein on the list here today. 4 minutes left to go and 3 movies. 740-751-4038. Who's got them?
Go ahead, caller.
Somebody said The Nightmare. I was thinking Nightmare on Elm Street.
No Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
No Nightmare on Elm Street here today. 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween movie. All right. 3 left to go here.
Go ahead, caller.
The Great Pumpkin... Charlie Brown.
Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown's number 3 on the list.
The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown is number 3 on our list today. Now we're down to 2. What are the final 2 movies on the list?
Go ahead, caller.
Is there like a Halloween 1? Some of them I think have numbers.
They do. Yeah, not just Halloween is on the list.
Okay, that's the only one. Okay.
Yep.
Just Halloween itself is on the list here right now. 2 movies left to go, 57 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. All right,
go ahead, caller.
What about The Shining with Jack Nicholson?
No Shining on the list.
No Shining on the list here today. Still 2 left to go, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a popular Halloween movie. Hocus Pocus Halloween, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, Friday the 13th, Nightmare Before Christmas. Still 2 answers left to go. Does anybody know what they are? 2 answers and 2 minutes. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
It. Creepy clown.
Nope, not on the list.
It is not on the list here today. All right, name a popular Halloween movie. 740-751-4038. Hocus Pocus Halloween, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, Friday the 13th, Nightmare Before Christmas. 2 answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 2 answers left to go. Does anybody know what they are as we approach the final minute of the Halloween broadcast 2023? Getting down to the last minute here today.
Go ahead, caller.
Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice, yes. That's one of my favorites. Number 7 on the list.
Beetlejuice, number 7 on the list. Maybe one of my all-time favorite Halloween movies. 1 movie left. What is it? 740-751-4038. Less than a minute to go here today.
Go ahead, caller.
Poltergeist?
Not Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is not on the list here today. 30 seconds left to go, 740-751-4038. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
No Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, a good guess. Well, I think that's all the time we have today.
By the way, the final movie, just so you don't have to think about it, here's a Halloween gift. It's Halloween Town was the last movie we did not get. Be safe and have a great Halloween.
You're listening to The Place for the Best Guests and Talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much